Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Darren Ohanian. I'm the CEO of Social Sensei. I'm the visionary and leader of my company. I wear many, many hats like most CEOs do.
Perfect, Darren. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is being able to help people to achieve their dreams. You know, I love being able to see what somebody's trying to accomplish and helping them get from point A to point B. And that's just brings me great joy in my life.
It's all about getting our clients to point A to point B. I love that. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
You know, maybe back in the day when there was horse, carts, and carriages, that may have been the case. But now with LinkedIn, there's so many ways to get in touch with decision makers. That doesn't resonate with me that it's difficult. Okay. And I actually live my life in a perpetual state of ease, grace, and flow. So everything is easy. We just have to figure out exactly what is the strategy to get there.
Perfect. That works there. Let's get to question number four. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah, I think one of the main things I'd share is like, you know, doing outreach through creating lists of your clients. So understanding your clients from what is their user persona, really drilling down what are their frustrations, what are their problems, and how can you create content or value for their lives before that you even make the sale. Like, get them to see you as a expert and leader in your space. Mm-hmm. And you do this by creating compelling content, blogs, podcasts like yourself that you're doing, things of this nature. And they're going to be able to, maybe they don't need that solution right now, but as soon as they do, you're the first thought that they come up in their subconscious mind. Like, oh, Darren and Social Sensei, If I need Instagram growth, boom, he's the one to go to.
Perfect. So what are some other hacks, the Instagram growth hacks in 2020 that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Instagram is ever changing, as we know. The algorithm's always shifting. And back in August 2019, they completely removed automation. So everyone's favorite growth hack, which was using automated bots to follow and follow and take care of all their actions, is no more applicable. No business can actually do this safely. Your account's going to get banned. You may, you know, even get action blocks and not be able to use your Instagram account. So we've been at Social Sensei, you know, we're a leader in social media, especially in Instagram. We're always looking for solutions. You know, when there's a problem, we're entrepreneurs, let's find a way to fix it. So what we found is that Instagram influencer marketing is the fastest and safest way to grow your account now. So we pair with our clients' accounts with influencers or even celebrities to run promotional giveaway contests to drive traffic back to their account. This is the number one growth hack, dollars for dollars. You're looking at Instagram paid ads, $1.71 per follower on average are you getting. You're looking at traditional influencer marketing where you're doing like a product placement or a shout out. You're looking at even more expensive, $2.24. Cents on average per follower gained. Now, working with our campaigns and the influencers that we've been able to contract with, you're looking at a range of anywhere from 10 cents to 30 cents per follower. So this is massive exposure for a much lower rate that allows people to get their brands more credibility through brand association with powerful influencers and A-listers, as well as more followers and potential leads.
Perfect. You know, yeah, it works. You go, basically working with influencers is a wonderful strategy there. Let's get to question number five. Sure. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. A podcast wizard and also a great leader in his industry is Michael Mogul. I got to give him a shout out. He is one of the hardest working gentlemen I know. Always has his foot on the gas pedal, always innovating. And he's in a very interesting space of marketing for law firms. So if you are a law firm, he's got you covered from top to bottom. Also want to give a special shout out to Randy Motos, who is a leader in the payment processing world. He runs a company, $5 billion payment processing company. And he's always innovating through health and wellness, company culture. He's been number one in his industry for many years now. So just wanted to tip my hat off to those two gentlemen.
If that's perfect. I'll look them both up when we're done. Time for question number six. Most important question of the podcast, Darren, I need you to focus on this one. Hey, Darren, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Wow, that's really embarrassing. No, I'm just kidding. So I grew up in San Francisco for 17 years of my life. And I remember my first sale ever was I was working for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I was outside in the streets. I had a little booth in front of Costco. And hundreds of people would be coming out, And I would be like, do you want to sign up for the Chronicle? Would you like to sign up for a subscription for the Chronicle? You know, hustling these newspapers. And after hours and hours and hours of being just rejected consistently. And I was giving away free newspapers, you know, as the loss leader. And finally, one woman ended up signing up. And I can't remember the sale exactly like how it went, but it was just the normal pitch and, you know, fumbling through it. And somehow, she, by the grace of God, she said yes. And I remember the feeling like so much relief. Like, yes, right. We did it. We got the first one.
Awesome. Awesome. So I love that little euphoria that you got from that. That's perfect. So, Darren, you now have 2 minutes and 41 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can talk about the weather. You can ask me a question. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
Yeah, absolutely. So here at Social Sensei, what we're looking to do is we're actually wanting to partner with other businesses, especially in modeling agencies, talent agencies, digital marketing agencies, other agencies that are in the social media space, because we are offering, not only can we service you as a client, but we can service your clients. So white labeling our service, we can help you generate more income and revenue and great testimonials, because if you look at our reviews across the web, Google, Trustpilot, wherever you go, people are just raving about us because our customer service, we go above and beyond. The reason for that is we have an ethos. Your success is our success. We're not looking to, you know, just get quick instant gratification. We're looking to create long-term partnerships with people that yield results, because when our clients get results, when your agency gets results, you get good testimonials, happy clients, guess what? You're telling your friends, your other business partners about us. And that's our entire goal. So what that looks like is there's absolutely really no work other than sending a couple of emails. You know, our price points are between $300 and $1,000, which is really affordable for the small business and mid-market business owner. So you can just mark up our service, or we can offer you a agency discount on top of it as well. So this makes it very attractive for anyone that already has a package that realize with this algorithm change on Instagram, wow, they cut engagement in half. Not only did they cut engagement in half, but Instagram, try growing your Instagram following now from nothing. It's almost impossible. So everyone's trying to figure out what the next growth hack is. And we've got the answer for you. It's Instagram influencer marketing. So give us a call and let us know. We're happy to be of service to you and help you and your clients' accounts grow. And I think I want to end with a little poem.
Okay, you got 23 seconds. Go for it. Yep.
I'm not sure I could do it with 23 seconds, but I have a very short one then. If it's 23 seconds, it's enemies turned frenemies. Becomes a friend to me. In the end, the friend is me. So let's be friends.
Love it. You did it with 3 seconds left. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Socialsensei.co.
In the description is magic. There we go. Darren, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a good day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.